Hey, yeah, this one goes out to all the 65 plus crowd on SoundCloud. Not gonna say much. Shout out Jet Will. He gonna take over on the mic. Old ladies suck.
Okay, boomer. 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 Okay.
You are listening to the Kyle and Charlie Show. Oh, wait, sorry, I'm supposed to do the other one around. Oopsies. Amateur radio hour here, eh? You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show. And unfortunately, Kyle has rehearsal for a good musical performance that's happening later in the week. So
tomorrow.
Ooh.
And Saturday.
Who is this man that is talking?
I don't quite know myself, but he goes by Brian.
Oh, okay. So with me right now is Brian Payne, and I am Charlie Harper. And fellas, I think it's been a good week. What about you? How's it been a good week for you?
It's been an enjoyable week.
Yeah.
It like flew on by, but
it did, honestly. But you know who it's been a bad week for?
Who?
Boomers.
That's very true.
Now, Brian, care to explain what a boomer is?
Well, a boomer being your classic old person who thinks new thing bad, old thing better.
Yeah, but for those of you that want the scientific definition, the boomer is the person that is the generation that is often the... Think of like Bernie Sanders. I'd say Bernie Sanders is a boomer.
Yeah,
he's not like got the whole boomer vibe going, but he's the age of a boomer. Like your grandparents are probably boomers.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a wacky fun time actually. We got some boomer comics we're gonna recreate verbally.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
That's what we're gonna start out with. Oh, we also left the PSAs outside.
Oh, do you want me
yeah.
to? Want
yeah.
Me?
All right. All right.
It's just the Charlie.
In the meantime, you will have my supple voice to listen to as I headbutt the microphone. But anyways, fellas, before Brian gets back, I want to let you all know that... Oh, no, never mind. I was about to reveal my tax information. Brian is back.
I can reveal my credit cards.
No, we're not going to reveal your credit cards.
Okay, well, I'm open to it.
Yeah. Also, shout out to my ex-roommate, Will. I'm not going to say your last name because then I could release more information unless you give me permission to. But thank you for tuning in, good sir. Now, back to the topic at hand. Boomers.
Boomer.
So, for those of you that know, boomers are just artistic geniuses. They create some of the best comics around.
Intense like, political messages.
Like Garfield. Garfield's made by a boomer.
That is
Dilbert
very true.
Is made by a boomer. You know what else is made by a boomer? Literally every anti-technology comic you find nowadays that are like drawn by... I would say it looks like they're drawn by like a high schooler that's like trying to do like a comic strip.
At least like a few years of drawing.
Yeah, yeah. Like they have talent, but they, I don't know, they have skill, but they don't have talent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they were like, their hands were not designed to be doodling these comics against the cell phone. They were supposed to be for like, I don't know, woodworking. Maybe metal crafting, whatever kids use their hands for today. But we all know that's really just to stare at phone. So, tell me, Brian.
Yes.
What's your favorite interaction with a boomer?
Oh, my interactions with boomers.
Your favorite one.
Oh, I got one. You just brought back a memory. Okay. So, flashback to, I don't know, 5 years ago, right?
Okay.
And I'm at the park with my grandma, and one of her friends, you know, wanders on over because she sees my sister and I, you know, just chilling at the park with her. And she starts talking, and then her head creaks, looks at us, and she goes like, you know, I bet you kids can't even do math without a calculator these days.
Without your stinking cell phone, you cannot do your mathematics.
I can't press the notebook. What do I do?
The notebook don't have touchscreen. I'm trying to think of my favorite boomer moment. I mean, I've had some like wholesome boomer moments.
Those are nice.
Where it's like just like a nice boomer, not like one of those ones that's like it's just blissfully ignorant. But I think one of my favorite boomer moments was how I think it's a family friend of mine. I was going off to college. This family friend, they like lived in the neighborhood with us. So he's a very nice dude. Like my parents trust him, and like he and his wife are very kind to us. They're very good people. However, sometimes he would just say some things are a little dated.
Ooh.
So when I was going off to college, this man was kind enough, and he's like, "All right, now you avoid them fraternities now, but if you do, here's a book of all of the Greek letters, but you probably don't need them because you have your smartphone. You can just Google them, but it's better to learn by textbook."
He sounds like semi-condescending.
I'm making him sound a lot more condescending than he really is, he really was. He was a really nice guy, but the way he said that, I probably don't need the book, but he really recommends it because books are better than phones. And I mean, I don't know. Like, I enjoy reading.
Yeah, reading's a fun time.
But that touch screen, though, I can swipe to see next image.
Exactly.
Touch screen? These microphones have touch screens. Hey, I'm gonna like your post, Brian.
Yo, bro, I'm gonna leave a comment on yours. Welcome to ASMR.
Welcome to first person perspective. You're my phone, and I'm leaving a hateful comment on Donald Trump's most recent Instagram post.
ASMR roleplay. Donald Trump, fool.
Dude, look what Donald Trump just posted.
Yo, all right.
Oh, I'm going to call him out. I'm going to call him a liberal.
Let me open up my phone.
Imagine calling Donald Trump a liberal.
Okay, liberal.
So, we weren't actually here to talk about boomers. No, we had something much more pressing to talk about.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And that, my friends, is food safety.
Indeed.
All right. How's this going to work? We only have one paper.
We can pass it.
All right. Here. I got this one.
All right.
And do you want to be them?
Yeah, I could be those two.
All right. Russ, serve up those burgers. They look done.
Boy, Mikey, you can't tell if they're safe to eat, but just by the color of the bloody meat.
Is that a meat thermometer? It looks like my kid's video game.
Ha ha, that was a real knee slapper, Mike. Real funny. But no, it's not a video game, it's digital. And it beeps when the meat is perfectly cooked and healthy to eat. Yummy.
Leave it to you to own the most cutting-edge barbecue technology. Like you just got this smart grill with Alexa built in. Why do I need Alexa to know what I'm grilling?
You better believe it. When it comes to keeping our kids safe, that's my top priority. I love keeping kids safe.
I love how you just hear us passing back and forth the paper.
You're breaking the immersion.
I don't know if you guys hear it or not, but we are.
Good point.
Dad, is it done yet?
Beep.
Oh, yeah, sure is perfectly cooked, perfectly safe, my German son.
For more information, visit www.isitdoneyet.gov. I repeat, www.isitdoneyet.gov.
Skyrim coming to the electric thermometer soon.
Skyrim coming to my Alexa-enabled electric grill. No, but before this show started, because for those of you that were tuning in before, probably around before 10:03, we actually now have a show in front of us.
Indeed.
Yeah, it was quite a surprise. I thought someone was going to steal the spotlight of the unofficial Brian and Charlie show.
We're still labbing out the details.
Yeah, so. We're not allowed to share complete details, but it was a really an interesting experience.
Yeah, no, fun people.
They are fun people. But you know who else are fun people? Boomers. Also, another shout out to my ex-roommate Will. not ex-roommate. Well, no, I guess ex-roommate. Ex-roommate sounds a little harsh.
Why is there a distinction?
I mean, like, he was my previous roommate. I don't know. Like, the term, like, I don't know. People vote in the chat. Is ex or previous better to use when someone just happened to leave?
Bro, man, I'm sorry. I just can't room with you anymore. It's not the same, bro.
It's not the same.
Bro, I'm just saying, ever since we pushed the beds apart, I can't.
I just don't have my queen anymore.
Yeah, bro. It's just...
Both my bed and my partner.
I feel like there's not the connection anymore.
We're putting a divide between us and our relationship.
You don't cross this line anymore.
Dude. Now, Brian, as a freshman, assuming you have a random roommate.
Oh, yeah, I do. Who might be listening right now?
Oh, hello, random roommate.
If he's my friend.
Now, please tell us your random roommate's complete identity. No, not really. But I don't know. I would say that the random roommate process is literally hit or miss.
I hit a home run.
You hit a home run?
Yeah, I'm happy.
You guys sleep with the beds together every night?
Exactly, especially when it's cold, you know?
Oh, dude.
Extra blanket.
I mean, when you don't have that comforter, you just need the other comforter. No, but this is the real reason why we brought Brian on the show. More like I brought Brian on the show, because Kyle is not here. I have, in fact, taken over. Kyle is no longer.
The Charlie and Charlie show.
It's the Charlie and Charlie show. And despite last episode literally being called the Charlie and Charlie show. Is that your roommate?
Shout out to my roommate. He's very sweet. Great cuddle.
Great cuddler. Solid 10 out of 10 on his biceps. My mom listens to this. So, sorry, Mom. No, but this is the real reason why we brought Brian on the show. Now, Brian...
I have reasons.
Oh. Brian just saw what I clicked. For those of you that have not been blessed, there is a popular... streaming site that's it's called I don't know what do you call this? It's called like audio vapor.
I call it
object.
The haven of artists.
The haven of
the mecca
artists.
Of music. SoundCloud, baby.
Now, Brian is a SoundCloud rapper.
I am one of those things.
Brian is a powerful SoundCloud rapper. Sorry that you guys just got a little bit of blah. But now Brian.
Yes.
What was your most recent title?
My most recent title.
Your most recent post. And also, for those of you that do not know what Brian looks like, he, in fact, is covered head to toe in tattoos. He has a skull face tattoo.
Right on my forehead.
And he plugged his SoundCloud across his spine.
Yeah, that is curved.
Yeah, he has a QR code for his SoundCloud right over his heart. It's actually quite stellar. He loves his SoundCloud.
Basically, if you see the SoundCloud logo on either of a person's cheeks, you'll know it's me.
Also, now I need to sign in, but I do not have a SoundCloud account.
Oh, no. Well, my SoundCloud information is...
Well, my SoundCloud is, SoundCloud rapper 69 at soundcloudrapper.69.google.com. Yes, that is a website. Please go check. At lafayette.edu. No. Okay.
There is that search bar.
Oh, yeah, I'm a boomer. That's right. Now, Brian, would you like to release your SoundCloud to the public?
Okay, well, I got two.
Oh, one of them, I don't know what the name is, can be pronounced. On this,
that is true.
Yeah, so the one that I'm talking about is
you could call it by Brian's de facto name.
Yeah, don't worry, Brian's
double hockey sticks
Scapes, no space in between, and he
where you go if you're a bad boy.
He really puts out some just. Oh, that's right. It's just Brian's H E double hockey sticks. Scape, as in one scape. Now,
well, first we gotta give credit. my man Lance, he is the co-writer of the song. I am so sorry, Lance. I know you're probably not listening, but I do not remember your last name.
I am so sorry, Lance, but I'm going to steal all of the credit. All right. So now this one was
Can we read the comment first?
You've got 3 likes on this one, dude. This one's your most popular.
Yeah, I'm kind of famous.
Yeah. This one is called Certain Underground Fiery Lair wasn't nether. Real. The Nether wasn't real until we created it, but Nether is a certain synonym that I'm not allowed to say. The one comment on this, I can't see it,
but I want to give it a good voice.
All right, you want to give it a voice?
Zoom in.
Zoom in. Enhance. Enhance image. We got to zoom in.
Hey, yo, man, you got some real heat here, dude. I recommend you hit up the link in my bio, my SoundCloud. We can help you get some views for real. Oh.
I'm going to read it in a default voice that is just the text. No, dude, let's put this in a text-to-speech. Text-to-speech, here we go. If I can even spell speech. Ah, yes.
Orthography is indeed hard.
All right.
You see, because we need to be educational, orthography, not a well-known word. It is the art of spelling words. There you go. You've learned something.
That's the most English major thing I've heard in like a solid 6 months. And one of my better friends, who's definitely not listening to the show, is an English major.
I want to do music and neuroscience.
My man's going to control your brain with music?
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Well, music is what I like. Neuroscience is what makes money.
Yeah, that's fair. Honestly, that's a plan. Okay, so Sharon is going to read this out. Or should we have...
Who sounds the most, like, enthusiastic to you? Probably a German.
Oh, I think they're going to read it out in German. So we should probably stick with English. Right now, for me, it's a toss-up between Karen and Rod. All right, rock, paper, scissors.
All right,
wait. All right, well, honestly, we could just cheat, so we should just say it. All right, you ready? All
right.
All right, we'll do the hand symbol at the same time.
If I win, Rod goes.
You want to? All right, you back in Rod?
Yeah.
All right, you back in Rod, and I'll back Karen.
All right.
I am the manager.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right. Three, two, one. Paper. Scissors. Dang it. All right, looks like Rod's reading this one. All right, let's see how this goes.
You got some real heat here, dude. Recommend you hit up link in my bio. We can help you get this scene afar.
Afar?
FR, oh, for F-R. Real.
I was like, why did it say FR?
Do we still want to hear Karen out of pity?
Right, we'll hear the runner-up. Let me talk to you. All right, guys. This is what Karen says, actually.
Oh, my God. It's Stewie from Family Guy.
Where's Stewie? Stewie, where is he? All right. Here, we set the... just to confirm... We set. We just said it to Karen, and we're gonna play it. I have not edited the text in any way possible.
Exactly, it's the same thing.
All right, here we go, Karen. Let's see what you got.
Let me talk to your manager.
Of course, classic Karen. Classic Karen. Now we're gonna go back to Rod, just so you guys know that I did not, in fact, edit the text.
Karen,
you got some real heat here, dude.
Yeah, you see.
Recommend you hit up link in my bio. We can help you get this scene afar.
You
Karen
see,
must be having a bad day.
Karen's just not having a good day. Karen wants to talk to the CEO of SoundCloud.
Oh, God.
So, anyways, we've been hyping this up.
Woo!
This one is, ladies and gentlemen, if you have this podcast,
you might want to turn
cranked at a party while you guys are hitting it and just hitting the whoa, hitting the Dave, as the boomers say. I highly recommend you turn the volume down. I've listened to parts of this and then blacked out
from its beauty and virtuosity.
All right.
I'm sorry.
We apologize in advance. This is, Nether wasn't real until we created it. First word is obviously a synonym.
Little goblin laughs.
I was trying to hold a straight face and just not lose it, but...
What do you think of the album cover?
Album cover is buff. Is that Bach?
It's Mozart.
No, it's Mozart. I'm not a real musical person.
You don't have the knowledge.
I don't have all of the knowledge.
If you weren't on that cell phone every minute, you would have known.
Dude, I'm texting with all of my limbs right now.
I didn't know you had two phone on your feet. What?
Two phone on my feet. No, those are iPads.
Oh, fair.
I put a Dr. Scholl's in them so that I still have arch support.
Yo, is your background on that my SoundCloud link?
anyways. Now, fellas, we're all here to discuss another very important thing.
Yes. Oh, indeed.
Brian just saw me reach for the stack of paper, and I was like,
"What are you feeling?"
You know, I'm feeling sad.
Aww.
But you know what? When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been where I was. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local depression and bipolar support alliance group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help.
The man in that PSA then grew up to create SoundCloud.
And became a man named Brian. Now, I've also actually been to Depression USA.
Oh.
I actually think that's a place on the map. Wait. Oh, I'm so happy that I turned off the computer thing. That would have been really bad.
Oh, what was... Oh, just like...
A certain song certain name that I'm not going to say.
I see.
I was like, wait a second. What do you mean it's still playing? I was about to turn up the computer volume. I would have had to erase time and leap past it at that point, dude.
Well, that's SoundCloud for you.
Well, thank you, SoundCloud. You always have autoplay on.
But my real account is like piano music that you won't like.
You know what? We're going to make everyone here like it. What is your real account?
It's under my name, if you know it, if you're a real friend. It probably will not come up because I'm not lucrative. Oh, there's Brian Payne, too. Oh, my God.
There's a sequel.
He's better than me in every way.
There's Brian Payne, and now there is Brian Payne, too. You have to fight this man.
How many followers has he got?
Brian Payne 2 has 39 followers.
Okay, well, he won.
I'm assuming that's what the follow.
Yeah, I literally just made like the serious account today, so. None of these really look like a. Oh no.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, why is my name so popular?
Your name is very popular. Apparently, you're a dog as well. You're also.
You dog, you.
You rapscallion.
Jolly, you dog.
You dirty beast.
Look at you rolling in the mud like a dog.
Now, Brian, you gotta help me. Gotta help me, Brian.
Look up Nocturne in A minor.
Nocturne. With an E?
Yeah.
In.
And then A Brian Payne.
Minor. Brian Payne. Now, y'all mind if I just,
Wow.
SoundCloud said Brian Payne's song Nocturne in A minor does not exist.
Try getting rid of the Brian Payne, and you'll get like a bunch of people who wrote it under the same name but a lot more talented than me.
Oh, I'm also in people.
Oh, well, that would make sense why it didn't come up. Okay, re-add
Brian Payne. Guys, should I add Brian Payne on Snap? Oh, there he is.
So this one, it's on a really bad piano, like digital piano. So it sounds okay, but...
All right, and there was nothing in here that is a swear.
It's piano.
Pianos can curse.
Well, with the notes, yeah, but... You think I swear? Have you ever heard me swear, Charlie? No. Yep, that was him.
Oh, dude, it felt like someone took over my body for a second. All right, so this is Nocturne in A minor by the lovely guest star sitting next to me.
I'm so sorry. Oh, it starts bad.
Yeah. Hey.
Yo.
Hey.
About to spit my rhyme. I'm in my prime.
Your boy must be an herb because I'm out here killing time.
I like my water with lemon, no lime.
What you got against limes, man?
Not on my water, bro.
You know what this reminds me of?
Just wait until a trap beat kicks in.
No, this actually reminds me of a certain song.
Oh.
Do you know what song I'm thinking of?
Most likely.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, that's not the one. Crank that.
Oh.
Yeah.
This goes out to Notch.
Rest in peace. My man said some inappropriate things on Twitter.
This does not go out to Notch. This goes out to Mojang.
Mojang. This goes out to Microsoft.
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 My bed is in a loft. We're mixing.
Gonna add more to this.
Add a sick trap beat. That's the beautiful ending. Might want to restart it before something else plays. Oh god, this is good. Alright. You already know who it is. Lil Payne.
Spit your bars, man. I'm not a rapper. I don't have a SoundCloud.
You gotta help me out here.
So, okay, boomer. Okay, boomer. Yeah, hey. Shout out to Freestyle Type Beat.
You call yourself a boomer, I'm a zoomer. Hey.
Okay, we're done. We're done. We're done.
I'm so sorry.
I'm a zoomer.
Hey.
Now, fellas, are you really a baby boomer if you've not detonated an infant?
What?
I mean, come on. They're just stealing the name at this point. Like, SMH my head.
Yeah, I remember, like, I was visiting my grandpa, and he was in his basement. I opened the door, and there's just a baby covered in TNT. But my grandpa had, like, the cutest little embarrassed look on his face when I saw him. Sweet guy.
Oopsies!
Oh, Brian, I didn't know
you were coming. Oh, grandson!
Is it 3:30 already?
How are you doing? Oh, don't mind him.
I'm
you turn on the news. local adoption center has baby missing.
And then a week later, local adoption center completely empty.
The boomers. They attacked. Boomer rite of passage. You have to detonate an infant.
Without your grandkids catching you.
Yeah. Dude, fun epic prank to pull on your grand family. Detonate their children without them knowing.
Top 10 baby detonations.
Number 15. Burger King baby bomb. The last thing you want in your Burger King burger
is a baby's remains.
Is a detonated baby.
But that just but as might it, be what as you get. As it
turns out, that might be what you get. No, we do not condone exploding young babies to become a baby boomer. That is not how it works. I'm sorry. If that is your dream, just be 65. It's not that hard.
You'll get there someday.
Also, we're going to shout out a couple of the people listening to the SoundCloud. You know, we're actually going to tune into one of them. This is my good friend. this is my good friend. She was my RA last... Well, she was one of my RAs last year.
Oh.
I remember... She's a good person. I remember one time she actually sat with one of the residents in the common room for a solid, like, I want to say, like, at least an hour and discussed, like, Spanish pop music. This is kind of ousting who she is, because if you're listening to this past RA, just know that I'm currently listening to your SoundCloud playlist.
SoundCloud?
Your SoundCloud playlist. This is not Spotify.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We're still on SoundCloud. What are you on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not wearing my glasses.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, zoomer.
Okay, moomer.
If you're a cow and 65 ages older, you may be eligible.
For financial compensation. Just free money. If you are a cow that is above 65.
Though not you, Charlie, you're a dog.
Well, at least I'm not a cow. What has happened? Kyle's gone and we've just devolved.
We're like two cavemen just throwing sticks.
Well, what's good this time is that we know that the vice president of WJRH is, in fact, probably not listening to this radio show.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
They listened into the last episode, and let's just say they were impressed, to say the least.
Are we going to tune into our SoundCloud? What?
SoundCloud?
You got it up there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to show this person to Tumblr.
Oh, I got a question for you, Charlie.
Yeah?
How many pigeons do you think you could take in one fight?
Like, fist fight?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
They could be holding knives, but you don't know.
Wait, what?
They have little talons.
So they... I don't know if they could, like, properly wield a knife. They could probably pick it up and, like...
Drop it.
Yeah, so... It depends. If it's, like, in, like, an open field, I can maybe take, like, a couple of pigeons at a time because they could obviously fly away if the fight turns bad. But if, let's say we're, like, I don't know, we're, like, in, like, a boxed area that, like, I don't know. Let's say it's, like, a 12-foot by 12-foot cube.
Yeah.
No, More like 20 foot by 20 foot cube.
Fair, fair.
So, in that case, I think I could probably take like 6 pigeons at once. I could do like, I could probably push myself to 8 by like using a couple of the other pigeons to, as like weapons to defend myself. But I also highly doubt, I don't know. I feel like if a bird just started flying at me, I'd probably first run away in fear.
Uh-huh.
If it's like, if it was like unexpected, I'd probably first try to fly away. Yeah, I'd first, I'll use my flight mechanism. But if it's like a, if I had to fight the pigeon, those pigeons are going down. I could probably take 8. I think any more than like 12 at a time would probably, I'd start losing downhill, and I'd definitely lose against 20 at once.
Mm-hmm. Fair, fair, fair.
What about you?
I don't know. I'm a pretty skilled combatant. I took karate for one day.
Oh, no.
That's not a lie either.
I mean, hey, that's one more. I don't know. I did karate in like preschool. I got like my yellow white belt thing.
Mm. You see, what happened with me in karate. Oh, hi, Siri. Please turn off.
Siri, no, this isn't for you.
You're not part of the Kyle, Charlie, slash Brian sometimes show.
Slash Owen McKenna occasionally.
Yeah. But I remember I went into the little dojo and I was so excited to learn how to fight people. Not actually defend myself. That's what you're supposed to say. I was so excited to not fight people. But, and then I'm there, you know, I'm doing my practices and I call.
There's someone knocking on the door. Oh, it's Owen!
Kyle!
No, that's Owen. That's Kyle's dead.
Oh, yeah, it's Kyle's gone. Owen, oh my God.
Oh God, he's here. We need to leave. We need to leave. I was just about to post my my RA of last year. I was about to post to Spotify and Tumblr. Shit. Now, I haven't actually posted on my Facebook in like a solid like 6 years.
I don't have a Facebook.
I made like a Facebook in like middle school. That would be cool. I posted a meme about how no one wanted to be my friend on Facebook, and then like just kind of like deleted it.
Like when no one gave you a friend request.
No. I deleted it a couple of years later because like I was like, that's just cringe.
Uh-huh.
And then like I looked in high school and I don't really have any posts, but like my mom posts and occasionally like tags me in.
I had one in elementary school. And
oh. Wait, elementary school? How old are you, youngling?
Who? But yeah, I deleted that quick because I was smart-ish.
Smart, keyword-ish?
Yeah, it's like I have my moments, but those are like once every year.
Once a decade.
Once a decade, I create a new theorem.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
What?
Since Kyle is currently outside.
Oh!
Never mind, Kyle's in here.
Currently inside.
Welcome, Kyle. That microphone's not on, but you can. You know it is about that time, Kyle. Here, Kyle. Just introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Kyle, the Kyle and Charlie Show. You were listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Did you run here?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a dedicated.
Hold on. I don't think that. Hold on. Let's see if that mic is on. Wait.
Isn't this pretty?
Say something, Kyle.
Something, Kyle.
Oh my God,
his voice.
He's powerful.
Something, Kyle.
Something, Kyle.
Give me your
best social
musical. Something, Kyle.
Top 10 musicals featuring Something, Kyle.
Give me like a bluesy.
Something, Kyle.
Something, Kyle. I see skies of blue, red cars too. Blue Kyles too, and I think to myself, these Kyles are multicolored. It's kind of weird, but not weird because we're in an accepting society.
Indeed, but just I've never seen a red Kyle before.
Yeah, we don't really like to have them around, but
It happens.
We're not inciting violence, by the way.
Yeah, please do not go eliminate any red cows you find.
We are just inciting
unless they're communists. Curiosity. No, I'm joking. Please do not go obliterate communism. if there's no other real reason.
Hong Kong.
Now, Kyle.
Yes.
Tell us about rehearsal.
Do I have to?
release to the mass public the entire rehearsal and how it went down.
Well, we get start by being whipped.
Oh yeah,
like to get sense. us like
okay.
in the mood.
Yeah. Yeah, get the bones limber, you know.
And then we're locked in a dark room for a while because it's Edgar Allan Poe stuff, so we need to be
in a dark
sufficiently
place.
Scared. Yeah, we need to be really depressed.
How many ravens are you locked in the room with at one time?
One.
Just one? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was gonna go with this.
Only one.
Just one. Nevermore. Oh, my voice cracked. That was not healthy.
I say that so many times. I'm actually doing the Raven, so I say never.
What,
so
Kyle? We're not allowed to talk about things like that.
Heh. Good one.
Funny joke that flew over most people's heads because that was boomer humor.
Yeah.
Boomer humor to the higher to the highest extreme.
So what have you guys been talking about? Well, I'm not here.
Boomer humor. Actually, no, we talked about...
We rapped a little.
Yeah, we rapped a little bit. We dropped Brian's now official piano SoundCloud. And actually,
this is an official drop.
Yeah, this is an official release.
Like,
yeah.
I now have a... You didn't get to hear my new masterpiece. But yeah.
Do you want to hear it now? We'll play it again for you.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Also, well, not this one, but you know what I mean by masterpiece.
No, I don't.
Oh, I think I do know what you mean.
You do know.
It's definitely okay, Boomer.
Though this is not all my doing, also done by the wonderful Lance, forget his last name.
Yeah, and Brian Payne, too. Shout out to Brian Payne, too.
Oh, yeah, Brian Payne, too, my rival.
His enemy.
Tune in to Lance on this very radio station.
All right, now... This, my friends, is again H-E double hockey sticks. It wasn't real until we created it.
Turn it off.
It paused, don't worry.
Okay, good.
Now, Kyle.
Hey, you're 85,006.
Yeah, I can hear it.
That was enlightening, truly.
Now, you know what? We didn't give him professional feedback as musical entrepreneurs. I mean, I am
entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs.
We got some entrepreneurs running the race tonight, folks.
Running the race?
I want this to be a good, clean fight.
Nothing below the belt.
Imagine
kissing, no hugging, no rough out. Wait,
no rough housing in this fight.
All rough housing, please.
But nothing under the belt.
Nothing under the belt.
That's too rough.
What about
too
the rough. Shoes? Are the shoes
the
allowed?
The shoes. They have to be tied.
They are under the belt, so they cannot be worn.
What if they do the flying kick?
Well, then they are
this
technically
is boxing. There's no flying kicks.
But if they did do it, they'd be disqualified.
Because this is boxing, there's no flying kicks.
Unless it's kickboxing. Is it kickboxing, my friend?
Actually, yes, it is kickboxing, so you can go below the belt.
This isn't kickboxing.
You go above the belt now.
No.
Oh!
You can only use your legs in kickboxing. That's why they call it kickboxing.
I'm wondering where this is going. And like, is there a resolution this is building towards? Because I don't know where it is.
Well, no, I was actually going to wonder. Imagine they did horse racing, but like, it's just like sweaty businessmen that have to carry like people on their backs.
Why sweaty businessmen?
Entrepreneurs. It's either like a well-groomed, like clean, yeah, like hipster dude that's trying to like sell something to you on like an Instagram ad, or it's like the most like Wall Street guy you can possibly imagine.
Jeff Bezos takes the lead. He's running fast. Money's falling.
Oh,
out of his
but
pockets.
Bill Gates is coming up around the rear.
Bill Gates on all fours.
And
oh my God!
He jumped right over him. It's impossible.
What is this, Steve Jobs?
Upset. Steve Jobs back from the dead.
Back from the dead.
Rip Steve Jobs, by the way. Yeah. Rest all respect goes out to Steve Jobs.
All respect. We'll put an official Kyle and Charlie sticker on his grave. Yes. Yeah, I don't know if we're allowed to promote those, but Yeah, there's now official Kyle and Charlie Show merch.
You could find one on the back of my phone case.
Yeah, you can find them every now and then. Cause I get a little bit lonely.
Should we?
I'm not allowed to like sell them on the radio.
Yeah. So they exist.
They exist. If you find me or Kyle around campus, or if you shoot us a hot DM, we can consider dealings. They're a fun time. Everything that we raise for it goes to supporting this radio station here, because we are, in fact, a nonprofit.
Well,
wait, we were actually supporting the radio station?
Oh.
Huh? What?
Now that all three of us are here, should we
prepare them? The ritual?
should we tell them about the Garfield Musketeers?
Ooh, that is right. Next Thursday.
What day is it, guys?
Halloween.
Scary, guys. Really scary.
Yeah. Just for that, let's get us spooky, scary skeletons up in here. This will be the backdrop. Thank you, Brian. Didn't
even come through.
Right, Brian pulling up.
And Kyle.
Have me.
All right, but fellas, we're going to have this in the background. Next Thursday is Halloween. So we are going to do a special edition, spooky version of the Kyle and Charlie Show.
It's
going to
be extra spooky.
It's going to be extra spooky. We're going to be wearing the sexiest and scariest costumes known to man. I'm assuming that word is fine. Hmm? I'm assuming that word was fine that I said.
Yeah. It's fine.
well, Brian already kind of released, but we are in fact dressing up as Garfield.
All three of us will be Garfield.
All three of us.
So if you see Garfields walking around campus, you know who they are.
Yeah, if you see Garfield anywhere on Lafayette, you know it is one of us.
And you will be entered in the sweepstakes.
To win free Garfield merch.
You're on our list.
Yeah, you're on the list.
We'll write you down and you will be on our list.
Yeah, you will be officially shouted out on the next episode of the Kyle and Charlie Show. No, but honestly, next Thursday is going to be a fun time.
It will be.
We're going to try to bring in all of our previous guests and maybe a little bit more. We might even do a podcast instead so that you guys will actually be able to listen to it. Not necessarily on air, but still on the website.
I didn't even know that. Yeah. And I'm excited.
Woo! Yeah. Woo!
Woo!
There's Mario.
Yeah. There. Yahoo!
Oh, hey. God, Mario, what are you doing in here?
It's me.
Charlie, don't do it. You hurt yourself.
He hurt himself in confusion.
Good thing Mario left.
It's me, Mario.
Get
no, that's
out
way
out
too
here,
high
Mario.
Pitch.
Brian's Mario is sick.
Yeah, Brian.
Oh, yeah, my Mario is sick.
My man.
I was gonna say a naughty word, and I can't say naughty words in the radio.
Yeah,
it's nasty.
Mario, can you say something?
Well, okay. Well, I'm gonna make a claim. I'm the best Mario player in Smash Bros. On this campus.
In the whole world, actually.
Actually, yeah, I'm number one.
He's ranked
number one in the whole world.
I'm like mashing up against buttons with this chair. That's probably a bad idea.
my Mario's sick.
Fellas, if you want to beat the king at his own game, Mario's only. find Brian on a campus wandering around in his Mario costume on top of his Garfield costume.
Well, I think we agreed that all three of us have our different Garfield personalities.
Yeah, we do have.
I did not agree.
Kyle did not agree, but he will. I agreed for him as a loving wife who speaks for her husband.
Yeah,
it's in your best interest to agree.
No, so basically, what's going to happen is that we are each going to embody a different side of Garfield.
What are the three sides?
Brian's going to be depressed, Garfield. We're gonna smother lasagna.
So
on
it's
him.
Like pot. It's like every day's a Monday for my Garfield.
Yeah, every day is Monday for Brian. I'll be just chaos. I'll be like the Odie Putton Garfield.
Rage.
Just rage and just glee and
angry
evil.
Garfield.
Angry Garfield. Gamer Garfield. And that leaves you with either lazy
or
lounging or lustful.
Tale of Two Kitties, Garfield.
You're British, Garfield. Oh, dude. He's the prince.
Mate, I just want some lasagna in my mouth. Like, come on.
May I have some more?
Oh, we're doing upper-class British?
After having...
Papa.
After having one lasagna.
Lasagna.
Yeah, saga. Hey, do you guys like that that blue Speed Mouse game by LaSega? I heard it was really good.
LaSega.
LaSega blue Speed Mouse.
He's talking about Sonic.
Sonic Hedgehog.
I wanted to see if I could keep it going, Kyle.
Well, they call me the bit ruiner for a reason.
The bit.
I ruin bits. Charlie's shaking his head violently.
I sound like a helicopter in my ear, but I don't think it's coming out through the microphone. I'm about to fly away. He's gone. He's gone. He's out of the studio.
Oh, my God.
Actually, Owen, last week, sounded more like a helicopter. Because he was going, like, he was, like, spinning around.
Oh, yeah, like, he was just going around, like,
I'm not doing that. Oh.
Kyle's the pilot. We are the propellers.
Yeah.
All right. First point. First person point of view. We are flying through Vietnam.
Another ASMR role play.
Yeah. We already did responding to Donald Trump's tweets angrily, ASMR trying to outsmart him. That was a fun time. But now we will do a helicopter pilot ASMR.
Interesting.
All right. You ready? You're gonna be the pilot. We're gonna be the propellers. Wait.
What does the pilot even say? I don't know anything about pilots.
Like, I don't know a pilot. What do pilots say? What does the pilot say?
You're a pilot and a world famous bodybuilder.
Oh, my muscles.
That's so difficult. There's a lot of.
An actor should be able to play any role. Today. Honestly, I can imagine. Now.
You know, speaking of that, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to promote this, but Lafayette College. He's putting on a show.
I think I already promoted it.
Well, I'm promoting it again, because I'm in it. This weekend.
Wait, you had a reason to be late to the Kyle and Charlie show that wasn't besides the fact that I had locked you in a Van Wickle?
Actually, yes. This weekend, Lafayette College Theater is putting on a free show.
Free.
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 $0. $0, guys.
That's free, not the number.
3 o'clock, you might say.
Oh,
it's actually also tax deductible. You take the
$0 from your
taxes for showing
15% of zero,
which my friends at home is zero.
Hey guys, quick math: what's 7 times 0 plus 42 billion times zero?
Anyway,
it's zero.
There's a show this weekend. Lafayette College Theater, Twisted Tales of Poe. We're going to be doing some Edgar Allan Poe stories. It's going to be scary and also a little bit funny. Actually, probably more funny than scary.
Poe, you know, Poe on the side was a genius comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
Philip
Gresham, the writer of this amazing story that ties together the quadrilogy of Edgar Allan Poe stories, is a true comedic genius. So, for you guys... Friday, we have a midnight show.
Midnight?
Oh, okay.
Saturday is sold out, but it's at like 6 or 7. I can't remember what time it's at. And Sunday is 2 o'clock. I would encourage you all to attend, please. We need people to come.
Guys, come see Edgar Allan Poe.
You get to see me.
If you're a real Edgar Allan bro.
See me read the entire Raven.
They actually have Edgar Allan Poe's skeleton on, like, a little marionette.
Yeah.
We have rented out Edgar Allan Poe's skeleton.
Dress included.
They give him a silly little voice, too. He's like a little Looney Tune. It's kind of funny.
That's all, folks.
I'm Edgar Allan Poe.
He sounds like Goofy.
In a sense, I'm Edgar Allan Poe, actually.
You're the skeleton?
Nevermore. Yeah. No, they made the epic Raven reader... He's like, we'll make him Southern, because Poe was Southern, and now, so I'm just
hey, y'all!
And not that kind of Southern.
Party in the USA kind of Southern?
Yeah, like Miley Cyrus, like kind of like Billy Ray. Like, I'm Billy Ray on stage.
Are you going to sing Old Town Road?
Yeah, no, actually...
Is Lil Nas X going to come out after you do your reading?
Can we get some Billy Ray Cyrus up?
Oh, no, dude, we could
3 minutes.
Totally get some Billy Ray Cyrus to finish us off.
Don't we need to do a third PSA?
The third PSA. Kyle... What's the third PSA again?
The sacred one. No, actually, one? Now that I think of it, it's Alvin and the Chipmunks food safety PSA.
It's important.
It's part of the lore.
If we, actually, fun fact, if we don't do this, we all die in our sleep.
It's actually true. We're doing this for you guys. We actually hate this PSA. It's our least favorite one.
It gives us excruciating pain.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill. Wow. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with four simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate. Cook. I know. And chill.
We chipmunks are notorious.
God. Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
You know, it gets more awesome every time, doesn't it?
Remember,
doesn't
folks,
it, Alvin?
Food safety is awesome.
Please freeze your food and also use the meat thermometer. Then and then do not mistake it for my Xbox.
Yeah, do not mistake the dishwasher for a shower and use it and wait for the rinse cycle in order to wash yourself. That's not sanitary. In fact, Alvin was doing something wrong in the video.
Alvin did in fact do something wrong.
Was that Theodore?
No, that was Alvin.
Do you not know your lore?
Do you not know your Alvin and the Chipmunks? How long have we been doing this show for, Kyle?
I'm colorblind. I also, can't tell them apart.
Dude, don't put your cooked food in the washing machine to make it cleaner. I've tried. It doesn't work.
It just gives it a weird taste.
Yeah, it doesn't taste good.
Guys, please remember to wash your fruits and vegetables in your dishwashers. You need to get them squeaky clean.
Squeaky, much like chipmunks.
Do your best Alvin impression.
What does he sound like?
A chipmunk.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle!
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle!
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle!
I can't go that high.
It is awesome!
Yeehaw!
Okay, on that note, we'll end the show.
We're done.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Adios.
You're listening to WJH 104.9 FM, Moffett College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your glorious hosts,
Kyle
and Charlie, with
and
special guest
Brian,
the SoundCloud rapper. He's SoundCloud man in
Bye,
the
guys.
Land of.
We love you.
Yeah, unfortunately,
Bye.
This will
Sleep
be a little
tight.
Bit shorter. We had a later start, and you know, we're all exhausted. We're ready for family weekend. It's time for us to go. You all have a very pleasant evening.
Don't let the bedbugs bite.
Or Alvin.
Or do let the bedbugs bite.
If you're into that, that is.
That's
and
true.
That'll also most likely give you some kind of disease.
Yeah, but like if you're
not, bedbugs aren't great.
If it tickles your fancy. Like.
If you're into
yeah,
it.
End the show.
Yeah, alrighty. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it.
The bedbugs are here.
Alrighty. Good night, everyone.